welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. If you're tuning in live, feel free to call in. The number is right there on the screen, and it is, in case you don't have it, whoever calls in with whatever you have, you can use a different name if you want to remain anonymous, is an issue that's up for the other listeners, and it will help clear the others in some way. So you'd be a spokesperson. So don't be shy. Step up and get yourself some free coaching, for God's sakes. So what I'm saying, coaching, I actually mean facilitation, clearings, and healings too, kind of like what I do in every show, but less information delivery and more active facilitation and clearings for someone. So yeah, call in. I'm really opening it up today like I haven't before, helping you guys actively live. So one of the things that I've been really going through is I have had this sense in my cells since I've been back from Asia of expansion, of something huge is coming. And the people who, when I was practicing between basic and advanced theta healing, and anybody who I've let kind of tune into my field and work with me has sensed that there is nothing but expansion coming for me. And I can feel it. I feel like I'm almost riding a horse that is at, could be at a gallop if I let it, and I'm holding it back to a canter. So it's, and I know I actually work with quite a few clients who feel that way too, like almost breathless. And some of that is the nature of the times we're living in right now. Hey, it's like this momentum, this energy that's out there. And if you're tuned into it, it's, you can use it more to your advantage. But if you're not tuned into it, it can throw you off balance and off kilter. It's sped up. It's a higher frequency. When I say frequency, I mean that HZ hertz thing. So electricity has a frequency to it. We've talked about this before. And as Greg Braden has talked about, the north and south poles, they're shifting, and so the magnetics is dropping in order for the poles to shift. And our biofield, our chi, the tree next to you is chi, or life force energy, or prana, all of that energy, the unseen, but the consciousness that runs through all animate life is made of electricity and of magnetics. So if the magnetics are dropping, then the electricity is increasing. So that's part of what's happening. In fact, some of the other airports have in Tampa too have had to adjust the GPS tracking, and they have readjusted it because of this pole shifting. So if the magnetics are dropping to allow for the poles to shift, that means the electricity is increasing or the frequency is increasing. And so that makes us all feel like we're all meditating and like it's a more spiritual energy, and a higher frequency is able to tolerate more speed or more force or more power. And it's kind of like if you guys are into the field of yoga and you practice yoga and you're aware of the Kundalini rising, then you are aware that you have to kind of prepare your vessel, your body, to be able to handle the force of the Kundalini, because it's a juiced up voltage. I actually have had two clients this week get kind of nauseous and a little bit dizzy because they're just starting to be able to have enough lightness in them, enough density has been cleared out with their old thoughts and beliefs that hold them back, that they can now allow their systems of calling for higher light. And so it's a higher, speedier source of power that's circulating through their system, and it throws them off a little bit. And I'm hearing this from a lot of people, like just these odd feelings, that waves of nauseousness or a little bit of vertigo. So these are common to the times that we're in right now. We're being asked to rise to the occasion and be able to handle these spiritual frequencies. And what that's also doing is it's kind of also, if you're specifically actively working on changing and evolving yourself, then you're able to, like I said before, use the force to your benefit. But if you're in resistance to changing and evolving, it's almost like the blocks and the resistance get thrown in your face even more. So why don't we go ahead and see what Lisa has to say. Lisa from Colorado, what's up?
Hey, Allison. Thanks for taking my call today. I, too, am an energy worker. I'm a Reiki master. And during the swirling, as the forces of chaos are swirling, I encourage my clients to stay very grounded. I myself certainly am practicing that as well. However, I do feel as if within my own body, mind, spirit, there is some sort of a blockage that is just holding me back from fearlessly leaping forward. I'm just really now getting my practice up and running with doing a lot of online work and coaching and teaching classes each week. And I still find myself going back to a pattern. And it could be a form of nourishment, at least that's what I like to tell myself, or replenishing, because I have a very a Vata personality, so I tend to go, and then crash hard to rejuvenate. But I also have used that just low energy as a mode of procrastination, and I just luxuriate in that at times. So I see it manifest in my reality with, I have these lovely little bits of clutter that I create each day and maybe take care of them in the next day, but I see them as another blockage, another way of somehow holding myself back. So I will take a breath and receive. Thank you.
Great. Lisa, thanks for calling in. First off, I'm really happy to receive you, and I can feel that sense of speed that I was actually just talking about in your system itself. I don't know how much of it's that you wanted to get your story out and part of the actual call-in, because I know that that's a bit of what's involved when we call into shows like this, but I can feel the speed in you, and it feels like there's this reaching that our higher selves are doing, because we can sense intuitively what expansion is right over that next horizon for us. And yet we're here in the present moment dealing with our cognitive mind, our little cute mind that has its own thinking that likes familiarity. And so that polarity, that pulling it feels like that's what you're speaking to. I just went through a huge release in the last week myself with what were more subtle blocks. And it feels like with you, it's one of the things I'd like to share with you is I feel and hear a hardness on yourself, that there's a seeking for perfection. There's a seeking for, that this is a sign that this isn't, that I'm bad in this way. And this is a sign. And then you're not actively saying that to yourself, but indirectly, that's what these judgments of yourself are doing to your energy field. It's, you're luxuriating and making yourself wrong in some way. So I'm going to ask you, everything that brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Truth? Really? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Right, wrong,
yes,
good,
I
bad.
I am. Good, bad. All nine. Pod talk, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I know that one of the things that I learned over this past weekend, it was the idea of actually, it was later on. It was a separate coaching call that I got from a facilitator in Arizona, and it was about how we've been trained in the metaphysical world to look at the external circumstances as a mirror or a reflection or a gauge with how we're doing, like those piles of clutter.
Yeah.
what I heard you say was there's these piles of clutter that you'll create one day, but then you'll take care of the next. What I also heard you say was that you're actively online with classes and you have local clients and there's a lot of momentum and a lot of building. So I'd like to actually redirect you to what is the problem? What is happening that you don't like?
Right. I see you saying that, and that's where I feel blocked because I've never considered myself a perfectionist, but I do a lot of work with people who do, and I feel when I'm working with them like, shoo, oh, maybe that's one that I don't really have so much of an issue with. But then I also just went through this whole huge clearing regarding competition and seeing that for the first time that I really did have, and I was like, la, 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 I don't have a competitive bone in my body, and someone was running my bars at the time, and this whole issue came up for me, and I was like, oh, my God, I really am competitive, and I could see it so clearly throughout my life up until that moment in time, so kind of working on that. So with regards to the perfection, could it be that if I don't see it how I want it to be, or if it's not manifested as I want it to be, because I do feel as if everything is on its way, I'm sitting in divine right order, I know that surrendering, releasing, letting go each day, that I am exactly where I need to be, want to be, that could be holding me back in a sense, because I don't have X amount of clients in the studio every week, X amount of clients signed up for my programs. I'm wondering if that kind of allows me to sit amongst my, you know, my little unclear space in a sense. Is that the energy drag, or could it be the energy that I, maybe that's keeping me somewhat grounded here, this little bit of clutter that has accumulated on my desk today, that I can use for distraction, keeping me from, you know, doing the things that I didn't get done yesterday, today. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah. Yes, it did. All the, what stupidity are you using for all the insanity and consciousness loops that you are choosing?
Hmm. Yeah.
And anything and everything that brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Times of Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what stupidity are you using to dismiss the knowingness that you are choosing?
That I really don't believe that I'm as powerful with a capital P as I really am. Ooh, I just got a ripple of goosebumps going through there.
And everything that is, are you willing to destroy and uncreate? And everything that is, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Times a Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Let me, you're talking about a level of subtleness that I cannot relate to when you sit there and you didn't think you have a competitive bone in your body, but then you become aware of, wait a minute, but that thought was of a competitive nature. And when I was talking about the pile of clutter before, I was not coming at it from a perfectionist point of view and feeling a perfectionist energy about you, but the sense of making ourselves wrong, how that is such a absolute mechanical thing that we do that we don't even realize that we're doing it. So when I've heard facilitators talk about wrongness of you, I've been like, I'm pretty good to myself. I love myself. You know, I'm pretty easygoing on myself. I drive myself to get what I want, but I'm pretty understanding and compassionate with myself. But I got to a whole new level this past weekend in foundation and level one with understanding where I actually was still making myself wrong. And there's that in you judging yourself for having that pile of clutter, just making yourself wrong. And even saying that are you really as powerful with a capital P that you're questioning your power and how big that is. And so why would you even do that other than just the habit of making yourself wrong? And even the belief that you are holding your back in some way, you're holding yourself back in some way. So let's look at that. I mean, are you actually holding yourself back in some way? So I sense that you're almost habitually, I'm getting the energy now that you're almost habitually used to the back and forth of self-improvement and is this enough and self-improvement and then a next step and then is like you're used to kind of negating your power. Like taking, instead of taking that full step, knowing you can have that full step, you're taking a half a step.
I definitely agree with that, and that is a pattern and a habit. I'm recovering alcoholic, so, you know, I dulled my senses for 20 years regarding this issue because ever since, you know, as a kid, I felt different. I felt shiny, and even though I you know, I certainly did feel love from my family of origin and their level of acceptance, I always knew that my shininess, the only way I can describe it, not the shine, but shininess,
I love it,
was to be dulled. That expressing myself creatively, oh, good girls don't do that, you know, get married, have babies, yada, 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 which was the lot of many of the women in my family, and they all did brilliant jobs. At it, however, there was always this underlying depression that they suffered. So a lot of the work that I have done coming through, I've healed the generations going back, and still, I guess I still carry that bit of residue, and that covering it up, dulling myself, feels better to me because if I do shine so much, I feel other people, my perception is, and it has manifested in certain instances, where, you know, a lot of people have just dropped off down the way. You know, I tell my clients, well, people either rise up and come along or they'll fall away. And I certainly have experienced that in my reality, creating more space for, you know, a higher vibrational contact with other people, I guess, is what I'm seeking. However, there is a sense of, you know, maybe they didn't accept me. Maybe I don't really accept myself, just witnessing what I am putting out there from other people. And that's
so you go back into judgment. So you go back into that judgment of yourself. You go back into that making yourself bad or wrong. Why does it have anything to do with you? Why isn't it just completely and entirely that client, you took that client as far as they could go and they weren't willing to go any further and your act with them is complete? Next. Why does it have any reflection onto you? Part of that isn't personal to you. I think, again, part of that is the metaphysical world we've been steeped in, where we've been trained that everything that we see in our outside life, we're responsible for creating. So then, therefore, it's a mirror of where we're at. And I had that, like I just said, broken for me. So let me go ahead and see what we can do there with the clearing for that. So everything, excuse me, what stupidity are you using for the looking to the external world for information about you? Are you choosing? And everything that brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pod, all nines, shorts, boys and beyonds, and all of the, what would it take for you to completely be in your own power, your own knowingness, without looking to the outside world for any kind of reflection or information about you?
Ooh.
And everything that brings up and everything that doesn't allow for that, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what stupidity are you using for the familiarity of habit of shrinking back? Are you choosing? Everything
Say that
again.
Brings
up. Yeah. What stupidity are you using for the familiarity of shrinking back in habit? Are you choosing?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to allow yourself to be a you beyond any reality you've seen so far? And anything and everything that doesn't allow for that, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. This is exactly, Lisa, what my last show was about, how we'll shrink back into familiarity, meaning familiar thought patterns or familiar behavioral patterns of feeling like you're supposed to have some kind of depression or you're supposed to have some kind of dulling down or you're supposed to have something wrong. And you're not thinking this cognitively. It's habitual energy running through your system where you get so big and then you pull yourself back because that's what we do. We only allow ourselves so much growth and then we'll pull back into a more familiar comfort zone, irregardless of how uncomfortable it actually is, in order not to fully be in this new, wild, unknown area of, oh my God, this is what it feels like to not have that restraint that's so familiar of you're really not that much. You're only that much. It's like you keep looking for validation from your life that you're creating. Wait, you can only have so much because your family modeled that for you. You can only be so much because your family modeled that for you. And that's so everything that brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate and let go of?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right? Wrong, good, bad, puck, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. It's a normal human trait when we come up against change. Another avenue I want to go at with you is what would it look like? Do you do the ball, energy ball in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. So how accessible are the energies of what you're envisioning? How tangible, how much can you access this brand new life you want for yourself or these new areas that you expand in? How easy is it for you to feel the feeling of them?
It feels much easier, I think, now than a little bit ago, for sure. Just seeing that and continuing to release the judgment that I'm not even aware that I'm holding space with certainly allows that access much, much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. What I want to recommend, though, is you look at the opportunity that we are all in right now to step forward into a place of absolute unknown, uncharted water. I have been over the last month in particular, over the last 5 years, gradually, but in the last month, absolutely taken a sledgehammer that is definitely mechanized. Like, I don't know what the word is for this tool that I'm imagining, but it's not just a hand-propelled one whack, another whack of a sledgehammer. It's like it's a machine, and I've been going at everything in me that has seemed to be from old contracts, from like lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and I've been made aware of this momentum almost at the cellular level, which most likely is cellular memory, to make choices that are familiar and the same, using my power in a certain way that's familiar and the same. And I am ripping out of that plastic coating with this mechanized sledgehammer I'm talking about into this brand new territory that I don't know. I don't know what it feels like to use my healing capacities and my ability to help people shift without feeling an obligation or a responsibility to have to use these powers. I'm just learning now how to let myself, you know, really open up and have freedom around how do I express my power in ways that aren't like seemingly the natural choice. How do I make a choice that's not natural but feels good to me? So we're talking about coming out of really old habits and energies and what you described to me feels not projecting my world onto you, but looking for the correlation and why you would call today as opposed to somebody else. I'm going to download you what I just walked through myself, and that it's like this area of just letting go of any habit energy that has like almost a non-cognitive function, but it's just a habit energy. And that's what I got when you were talking about when you'll step forward and then you'll shrink back. You'll step forward and you'll shrink back, and you brought in your family and talking about depression. And there's like there was a cognitive element of it that was making you choose it, feeling like you were supposed to, because that's what you do. Shrink back.
Right.
So everything that is, are you willing to destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right? Wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what we're talking about, Lisa, is using the observer. Use the observer from in meditation. We learn to pull off of our thoughts as we observe them happening, even if they're happy, good plans that we have that are exciting for the weekend, or it's reviewing something that, and we're judging what we did in an interaction that happened earlier that day. It doesn't matter. Pull off the thoughts and come back to the breath. Pull off the thoughts and come back to the breath. So there's this muscle that's developed, like the bicep curl, when we're doing that kind of conditioning in a gym, in the mind to reroute us to come off of the thoughts and back to the present moment. using that to make a demand of the universe that this changes now. What value is there in you continuing to make these efforts and strides for a client base and for a business that's thriving and for you to have everything you want, to then pull yourself back out of the momentum you've built by your efforts to not have as much success reaped from the efforts? What's the value in that? You get to prove yourself right from your family and childhood belief?
Right. Yeah, most likely reconfirming all of that. Yep.
All right, so everything
on a very subconscious, absolutely unconscious, not even subconscious, unconscious level.
That's what I mean by habit energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything
that totally felt right when you were talking about that because not even aware, right? So continuing to be the witness and then going through, I consider myself an inner life, an inner life designer. I will get myself some tools and do a little reconstruction in my interior life too. So where do you put all the stuff when you go? Where are you visualizing where your jackhammer debris is going? Are you surrendering it down to Mother Earth or just podpocking it?
That's a great question. And you know where I'm at with it?
Yeah. Like after you do your jackhammering at your inner core and you're like, this is no longer serving me, so long, jackhammer, jackhammer away, it falls away. How do you get that out of your awareness? Just by podpocking it? Or are you like surrendering it to the universe? Or is it just dissolving? Where does that debris go for you? I'm just trying to get a picture of,
You know what?
A lot of times I'll set like an internal bonfire and burn off all of these negativities surrendering it that way. Do you have a clearing like that?
Yeah, I hear you listing. I wonder if I don't answer anything, if you're going to list another way to let go of something. I come out of tools at this point. I've come out of techniques. I'm using clearing statements over and over and over again.
Cool.
And I'm rereading my manuals from Foundation Level 1 at night when I'm pounding away at the highest incline on the treadmill and I'm walking really fast. So I'm like pounding out the energy behind the clearing. But so that is definitely an active part of it.
Okay, cool.
But I'm also, Lisa, just done with it. I've just said yes, and I've claimed to the universe. Just no more. I know this.
And it could even be going to ashes and dust to dust and be gone in that sense for you or for me or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, it's an aspect of no more tools, no more techniques, no more facilitating. Just make the choice to have more for yourself.
And I like that.
Discussion. Make the demand of yourself and of the universe. I'm done with this pattern, however old this is. And be done.
Be done. Love
and
it.
Just be done.
Woohoo!
Yeah! So
everything that
doesn't allow for that, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes, ma'am.
Times of Godzillion, right? Wrong, good, bad. Pock pods, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yay. God bless. That feels much lighter.
Yeah. Yeah, at some point, it is, just let go of the tools and just make the freaking human choice. Like, we make a choice. I just had one of my facilitators in the Foundation Level 1 say this to me. You know when you leave a relationship and you know you've broken up with the person and you're not going to ever have sex with them again, you're not going to ever engage with them in that romantic way again, it will never happen again, you're done.
Yeah.
Do you know that feeling?
Yeah, yeah.
Use it here.
Yeah. I see. Yep. And it is, again, that is a flexing of the muscle because then we're like, well, maybe I'll just call one more time. Well, maybe we'll see, So no, none of that. In fact, I've like left cities so that I wouldn't run into that person. So I can't.
Exactly.
So I was good at running away too.
Good again, what?
I used to be good at running away too from some of those things. So that could be a tool that can be useful at times. But yeah, it just flex that muscle and say, no, don't pick up that phone. No, don't go back into that judgment that I didn't even realize that it was judgment because it was such a habit.
And send it back to sender with consciousness attached. It's not
Say
yours.
Again.
Let it, and send it back to the person who originated it. It's not
Return
yours.
To sender.
It was origin. Okay. Yeah. Just let it go. It's not yours. Just let it go and let it not be yours anymore. Stop owning it. Give it away sell it on eBay, give it away or put it in a dumpster. But just be done with it.
Okay.
You know, and it's almost like taking it out of that sophistication that we can make in the metaphysical world with, you know, this tool or that tool or this way, and just on very simple human terms, I'm breaking up with the judge in me. I'm breaking up with the one that wants to shrink back in me. I'm done with that energy. I'm done with feeling that way and doing that to myself. I'm done.
Okay. We're over. Great. And surrendering to releasing and letting go of my miscued perceptions and what I think other people may be thinking of me, because that's none of my business.
Yeah, well, I mean, what value is it for you to think about what other people be thinking of you?
No value at all.
But it values the person valuing that developed voice in you that wants to make you bad or wrong.
Right. Okay. Same voice. Same voice, different dialogue.
It is the same voice. And so everything that is, all of that, that wants to rip you apart and say you're bad or you're wrong or this isn't good about you and this isn't your power and no, you're not that strong. Are you willing to just let it go?
Yes. Yes, yes. Yes.
You're breaking up with it.
Yeah.
Times
and breaking up is not so hard to do.
Destroy and uncreate times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, pot, pot, all
good.
Nines.
That feels much lighter.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, really, is it, if it's giving you the results that you want, then continue to hang out with it.
Right. But
let it
not.
In your life.
Exactly. Right. It's a dysfunctional relationship, and I'm done with that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know how we have girlfriends or boyfriends who will go back for that one last thing of sex with the ex?
Oh, yeah.
So just be aware that when you go back into the shrinking back, that's what you're doing.
Right. Yep. And don't need that.
And you've weakened. But don't make yourself wrong for it when you do it, just because don't expect it to be gone. But gradually, if you apply also like the sense of the second and third chakra, there's yoga postures that are really good for the second and third chakra. Are you capable of doing yoga?
Yeah, I have a private yoga practice.
Okay.
Just an at-home practice. So I do a lot of sun salutations in the morning and tree. I have a vinyasa practice. So what would be ones you recommend?
The bridge.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bridge. Yep.
The wheel.
Okay. I do half wheel at this moment in time.
Okay. The bridge, the wheel. I would also, can you do shoulder stand?
I can. Yes.
Shoulder stand will help cut down on the chatter, the mental chatter. Forward bend, staying in forward bend, not the sun salutation vinyasa form of forward bend, but the forward bend where we're maybe holding our big toes, that one, for example. Yeah,
I love that one. Okay.
Yeah, and then give me another minute. Hold on 1 sec.
And hold.
Cobra is a really good grounder. So if you want to come back at the voice that said, are you having these piles of clutter because you need to ground yourself? Then go into the fight back. You know, I am breaking up with you. We're done. And go into Cobra. Cobra is a really good grounder. So you know you're grounding yourself.
Okay.
Locust is a really good grounder as well.
Okay. And Locust, I love that too.
Yep. The core strengtheners. I mean, you could even look at, do you know the bicep? So I'm a personal trainer too, so I'm going to bring in something from personal training as opposed to yoga. It's kind of like the boat pose in yoga.
Yes.
Or the teaser in Pilates, but instead it's more like the oblique twist bicycle that people will do for their obliques.
Yes.
Instead.
Good one.
Instead of twisting, just stay straight centered. And instead of touching your right arm to your left elbow, just bring in the elbows like you're bicycling while you're seated up in that somewhat of a V position. You're not going to be able to get up as high, but then fling out the left arm as you fling out the left leg. So you have energy shooting out of your pelvis, out through your soles of your feet, out to the earth. So you're shaking yourself up, and it's an incredible third chakra strengthener.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Love that. And yes, and to continue with connecting with what do I really, really want? Okay, now that I don't want this anymore, what else is possible, and what does that begin to look like?
Yeah.
Allowing, yeah, cool, love that, yep.
What energy,
wonderful.
What energy, space, and consciousness can be my body be to have a life beyond which I've ever could have imagined or planned?
Ooh, yep.
Absolutely. And you can use cayenne pepper more in your food or Tabasco more in your food to get some more fire going on for you and will force going on for you.
Okay. I was going to start doing, just got a bunch of lemons, do the master cleanse in the morning.
Well, there's cayenne in that recipe, so just dump extra cayenne in it.
Say that again.
There's cayenne in the master cleanse recipe, so just dump extra cayenne in it.
Exactly. I've always been a big fan of cayenne pepper, but I go through waves of taking it or not taking it, and I've just been feeling really, really sluggish, so I've been doing a parasite cleanse, and I'm going to be doing the master cleanse, too, so... just getting all cleaned up for the long winter.
Yeah, and there comes a point, too, that you're just going to – the sluggishness is you coming out of the old pattern, and it is the old pattern. I know you said that, but it's also a sense of coming out of the old pattern. And at some point, sooner rather than later, you're going to find that there's nothing wrong and there's nothing left to fix. And instead, you're going to be asking, what can I create in my life today that would be fun and make me happy.
Cool. Love that.
Yeah. Do the master cleanse with that bicycle move I was talking about. That's going to fire you right up and get some stuff out of you. I can see that. Yeah.
Yay. I am willing to surrender all of that.
Yeah. Just let it go. Let it be just recycled.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks, Allison.
My honor. Thanks for calling in, Lisa. Where are
super
you in Colorado?
Super. Enjoy your afternoon. Blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. Well, that's a great example of what we were talking about last week, yeah? How a move towards one step towards being bigger. It's not the old thing of taking three steps and falling two steps behind. It's or taking two steps back. Just let that go if you've been going, oh, yeah. Because it's a different sense. It's a sense of stepping out, like, in the fire of the phoenix, the rising phoenix coming up out of the fire. You know, it's a sense of walking through the fire and of the choice of enough with the old way. And you don't take any steps back. You just don't. You make this, you shift. And a lot of us don't do that until we have crisis, right? Until we have to choose life. Or not, we can die. Or we have to choose to thrive because the situation has to change because we've been so lackadaisical along, and it's not all talking about Lisa, but we've been so lackadaisical along the way to just be in our comfort zone and take care of what's right in front of us that it builds momentum, and then finally we get hit in the face with something is wrong. Like that lover who breaks up with you, a husband and wife who breaks up with you out of the blue, or that diagnosis that comes in out of the blue. Or you all of a sudden are balancing a checkbook and you realize something very different than what you thought was in there and out of the blue. So that life circumstances themselves tell you something has to change. What I am being a proponent of is, again, the more attention that we pay to the inside, to our thoughts, and observing and being friends with our thoughts, getting to know the most basic personalities we have in us, and then working to like we're managing our kids, we're managing a classroom, we're managing employees, managing them. I'm teaching a meditation workshop for anybody who's local tomorrow at Wendy Fit Yoga. It's part of the yoga teacher training, but public is welcome too. And it's from 1:30 to 3:30. In Oldsmar, wendyfityoga.com. And it's 1:30 to 3:30, a 2-hour meditation workshop. And I'm going to be talking about the usefulness of meditation. I'm going to be talking about the nature of the mind. And then we're going to sit a bit and observe, oh, so this is the nature of the mind. One of the things that I do when I have an ongoing regular class of meditating students is coming out of a meditation, once they've gotten the basics down, asking them to journal what, not even journal, but even write down one sentence, labeling, because here we're bringing in cognitive mind and what it loves to do, the main voice heard. Was it the complainer? Was it the judge? As we just got a good example of from Lisa. Thank you. And typically, realistically, it's like the authority figure who you align the most with in your childhood. It's going to be very similar to their voice, the main voice that you hear. So if you had a really loving, supportive mom like I did, then there's a good loving, supportive main voice in there. So then you come out. So my students would do that one class. And then the next class after meditation, write down a sentence labeling what the main voice was that you heard in today's meditation. Sleepy. Warrior. Doubter. If like they're engaged in a project. Or are you worrying that it won't go well? And on we do that. And eventually they come to see that there's typically three main voices or so. Three main personalities or so that they're contending with. And so then awareness off the mat, off the meditation cushion, now we're talking about mindfulness, happens when we're like in the middle of a discussion with a colleague and we're planning something and we start to shrink back and don't contribute because this other person has a much more extroverted personality and can tend to be more voiceless and outgoing and dominate, we could say, we could label, we could judge. When it's overwhelming, one of the main voices we might have as insecurity, the self-doubter. So we won't speak up. So instead, you could challenge yourself. Oh yeah, this is one of my main personalities, the kid who doesn't speak up in class, and speak up for yourself. I thought that was a good idea. What about if we added this on? Because, you know, that's kind of arrogant and self-absorbed. I'm saying now, that's kind of arrogant and self-absorbed to allow our issues to hold us back from contributing what there is that we have to contribute. Because that shy personality in you, that introverted personality in you who's so self-conscious that doesn't allow you to speak up with your idea. We need that idea because maybe that project is going to bring something out that would be of huge value to a lot of people. And you're doing a disservice by your self-absorption of giving into the personality, which is connected to the ego mind. The ego mind is these personalities that we end up seeing as I have my shy personality, I have my self-doubter, self-criticizer personality, and I have my perfectionist personality. A lot of the times those three go hand in hand, and that comes from being brought up by within a perfectionist family and where one might have been told to be seen but not heard, for example. So there is an element of disservice in I want to say almost arrogance, because it's like, why are you so important, oh, personality or ego mind? What made you so important? What happens if I need what you have to contribute? What happens if others need what you have to contribute? Why are you so important? Why is your holding yourself back from saying what you want to say so important? So this is a whole different way of looking at where we hold ourselves back. That the world needs your contribution that you have with your own unique personality. Sure, you could say 3 other people, 5, 20 other people could have come up with that same idea, but would they have delivered it with the same nuance to the tones in your voice that attracts the certain people that need it who come from the same kind of background that you do? Whereas if it was somebody else, they have a different background, so their tones are going to be different. Their nuances to the idea as it gets developed and put into some kind of product or service and then sold out there, for example, has a different nuance or twist to it, so it speaks to a different audience. So who are you to hold that back from the world? And why make that voice so big? Why give it that much power? So everything that just brought up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate? Times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And again, you can go to accessconsciousness.com and find out what the clearing statement means, that all those weird words that I just said. One of my friends says, you mean the boys in shorts with pocks? Each of those words carries meaning, and it clears at different levels. So I would like to actually, I can feel some stuff up in the field, and I'd like to come out of this active facilitating and go into some theta healing. So give me just a minute here. And again, if you want, you're going to be, if you're following me, you're going to want to not be driving or flying a plane or on a balance beam right now. You're going to get floaty following me up into theta. So, give me just a minute. I'm going to go into theta, and then you can hold on the front of your mind what it is that you want cleared, and let me pick up on it. And again, theta healing is not prayer work. It's using the observer effect, a little bit different than what we're talking about, but still aligned with it from quantum physics, that something, in order for it to happen, has to be observed. And I'm making a command, whether it be to your higher self or to the creator or you as the creator, undoing unconscious belief or connection or energy that is in your system. So I'm commanding that you have it like a flip switch, so it goes in the opposite polarity that you've been believing. I am shy. Yes. I am shy. No. For example. Okay. So here we go. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief from all the listeners now and in the future, from the core level, from the genetic level, from the soul level, resolving it at their history level. I am not good enough, yes. Replacing it with, I am not good enough, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling to each listener now and in the future of being good enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives. Good enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am meant to struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to struggle. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the beliefs at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am meant to struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to thrive. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to download the feeling of being meant to thrive. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, meant to thrive. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of thriving. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their listeners' levels, both now and in the future to the recording. I'm supposed to be the bad one, yes? Replacing it with, I'm supposed to be the bad one, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. There's something wrong with me, yes? Replacing it with, there's something wrong with me, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am bad, yes. Replacing it with, I am bad, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am bad, yes. Replacing it with, I am good, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels.
I never get what I want. Yes? Replacing it with, I never get what I want. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. What other people think of me is important. Yes? Replacing it with, what other people think of me is important. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am lovable. No. Replacing it with, I am lovable. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm not supposed to be the successful one. Yes. Replacing it with, I'm not supposed to be the successful one. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being supposed to be the successful one. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, supposed to being the successful one. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of success. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I can't. Yes. Replacing it with, I can. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being able to. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, being able to. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of power and potential for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't have that much power. Yes? Replacing it with, I don't have that much power. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm not important. Yes? Replacing it with, I'm not important. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being important. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives as important people. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of self-love and self-like and self-respect. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't deserve. Yes? Replacing it with, I do deserve. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I like myself. No. Replacing it with, I like myself. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of liking themselves. Each and every listener now and in the future, show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day life, liking themselves. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I approve of myself. Yes? Cancel. I approve of myself. No. Replacing it with, I approve of myself. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I deserve other people's approval. No. Replacing it with, I have other people's approval. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Other people's approval is important. Yes. Replacing it with other people's approval is important. No. Show me. Okay, we're going to come on out of theater. The show is almost over. Take that step. Just do it. Love yourself enough to allow yourself to have more. Dig yourself as much as you dig that favorite item you have that you love so much. Dig yourself that much. That compassion that you give to others so naturally. Try turning that inward. Give and allow yourself to have what yourself truly desires. And let that show up. Take the action and let it show up. We need ya. More joy on the planet. Cheers, y'all. Blessings. Have a great weekend. Love and light.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.